talk about decentralization and bank and idealization. Bitcoin, Litecoin, MyCoin, YourCoin, Blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side.
Out of these gates. We've got a better chance of survival if we work together. Do you understand? If we stay together, we survive.
Hold the line. Stay with me. If you find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face, do not be troubled.
Time for honoring yourself will soon be at an end. Highness.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Are you a man who once said death smiles at us all? All a man can do is smile back. All a man can do is smile back.
There it is. You heard the man say it. And that's what it is. And it's just like, you know, depending on which way these suckers want to take us, it doesn't matter either way it goes, because you know what? Either way, we're going to smile back. Welcome, everybody. You're now listening to the Cognitive Reality Show with me, Two Feathers. I got my man, Sergeant Miller. I'm hoping I'll check in a minute. It sounds like he's on with us, and I'm glad to have him in the house.
I'm here. You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You sound good,
right.
Sergeant Miller.
All right.
Glad to have you in the turn, because you know what? I know you're firing from all 360.
Oh yeah, yeah. I stay on green. That's gold.
Glad to have you, Sergeant Miller. Glad to have you in the house. So if you bear with me, I just want to let everybody know that they are listening to Revolution Radio, and the ones that are listening, we're glad you're here, and we let you know that you are your fam, you know, and we might even have some new listeners that might be new to the show. And what we do is we try to let people know that they have ways that you can become, you know, and continue to be a part of this family, and we invite, yeah, ask that you invite friends and family and, you know, neighbors or whatever to come listen to us, because we try to bring a different type of perspective and, you know, in our show, on our show here. And, but we like to let you know that there's different ways that, you can come help hold up the show, you know, this station, because we are all listener supported. We're 11 years and running, almost 12 years running this thing that Nighthawk, the originator, you know, had put this thing up, and we're still going with it because we have a lot of wonderful people here that make this possible. And because of you, the listener, you know, this is why to say, even it's just like a, you know, a couple bucks a month, but we'll give you the, if you have a pen and paper, we'd like to give you those different ways that, you know, you could help support the station, and, you know, it just helps, you know, keep the servers going, and the management team, you know, helps keep this thing running, you know, and shout out to the management team. So if you have a pen and paper, we'd like to, you know, give you a couple of different ways that you can, you know, kind of help out if you want to send in a, you know, check, money order, whatever. You know, we'll give you those different ways that you can do that. And one of the ways we let you know is, as a reminder, these are the following ways in which the station can be supported. They have something called a Patreon. The station is established on a monthly Patreon. A monthly donations can be made via the Patreon page, right? And but the donor must be either A, an existing patron, or B, sign up and become a member of Patreon in order to use this facility, right? So if you wish to explore this option further, please use either of the following two links. Now, as you all know, they all have those, one word, lowercase, all lowercase, one word, and have the HTTPS thing, right? Semicolon, /. So the one I'm going to give you is, those headings, and then I'll give you each time that I say HTTPS, semicolon, /. I'll just say, you know, the HTTPS thing, right? All right. So here it is. Here's the following two links. If you wish to explore this option further, please use either of the following two links. You have your pen and paper ready. The links to the station's donation page, right? So here's the, wait, hold on one second. Okay. So the direct link to the station's donation page is a patron sign-up page. Okay, you know the HTTPS thing I told you. Okay? All right. It's HTTPS, semicolon, /. All right, Revolution, R-A-V-O-L-U-T-I-O-N, revolution.radio. /donations. Y'all know how to spell donations. .hotmail. That's HTML. Right? That's it. That's at revolution.radio. /donations with an S. .hotmail. That's one of them. The other one is the HTTPS thing, right? www.patreon. patreon.com /revolution radio. All one word. See that? That's all lowercase, of course. They have something called a snail mail. You can give directly to the management. I'll explain. Supporters of the station have the options to send checks or money orders. The station has dedicated business account used for its financial transactions. The account is managed by Miss Terry Ackerman, or she goes by Lady Horse, okay, a.k.a. Lady Horse. All checks and money orders are made payable to Revolution Radio and are to be posted to Terry Ackerman. You know how to spell Terry. And last name, Ackerman, A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N, Ackerman. She lives at 1793 North, Eden, E-D-O-N, Road. Okay, Eden Road, North Eden Road, 1793 North Eden Road. That's in Allen, Michigan. A-L-L-E-N, Allen, Michigan. 49227. You also can give direct payment. Direct payment is a second option to support the station electronically. And, can also be reached via the station's donation page, link detailed above in one of those, that I just gave you, right? Okay. The station's credit union online banking system called AutoBooks will enable a supporter to donate direct to the station's, using their credit or debit card, right? Both, singular and reoccurring monthly direct payment options are available. Okay. So, please note this facility is fully functioning for, the United States and Canada only. All right. Our, understanding is that the AutoBooks facility, okay, is still in the process of upgrading to a potentially, global payment system, right? A global payments process system. And, we will keep you, updated on that progress. They also have something called cryptocurrency. The station accepts, supports via, cryptocurrency options. They are the current accepted cryptocurrencies are Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Bitcoin Cash. All right. These options are easily reached using the station's dedication donation page linked detailed above. They have what's called the Donor Box. This is an international alternative to PayPal. It is similar to PayPal in its format, but it's simpler to use. To explore the donor box further, please use either the station's dedicated donations page or the following direct link to our donations page. And here it is. If you have your pens ready, you know the HTTPS thing. All one word, all lowercase. Okay. Donor box. One word. Donor. D-O-N-O-R, box, dot org, right? Right slash, revolution, hyphen, radio. We also have what's called a Zazzle store, all right? Zazzle store has a, offering a range of t-shirts, coffee mugs, and mouse mats. Then, from what I gather, there's a lot of coffee mugs coming out that's being presented and put out. That a lot of our hosts here at Revolution Radio, there's some of them are going with the pictures or some of them are going with just the names of their shows that they have, you know, and then because of the fact that you all are coming to real, recognizing, these hosts that, you're just happy to have one of the bugs. And they're just glad to be able to, you know, present that to you all. So if you, let me tell you this. They also have the available items have a range of designs from Nighthawk, which the originator, like I spoke about earlier, has his original artwork and also has the artwork, the painter's newest creation. Painter is one of the management, part of the management team here. And he's always putting out, you know, some different types of arts that he does. And you can check that out as well as when you're there. The store is an ever-changing artistic work in progress, and we are continuing to expand upon a range of products available. And And then if you want, you could go check out the Zazzle store. They have a if you wish to explore the store, and we recommend that you do. Here is the link. Remember the all one word, all lowercase. And the HTTPS thing, right? So here it is. You ready? www.zazzle, and that's with two Z, Z-A-Z-Z-L-E, zazzle.com, /store, /rev, R-E-V, as in Victor, radio. So we hope this clarifies the different methods available. At the current time, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact a member of the management team. And we welcome you all to the show. And hope that you come back next week always and come check us out, because Sergeant Miller and I, we're just glad to have you. And we hope that you keep coming back and checking us out every week and check out many other people that a lot of the hosts. There's going to be somebody on here that you're going to love listening to all the time, you know, just like Sergeant Miller and I. Sergeant Miller loves so many people. We also have a Chatsy chat room, I forgot to mention. A lot of people go in there, and they always chat about different things. We have archives. Sergeant Miller is a strong listener to the archives that you can go check out of the past people that were hosts on the show, as well as Nighthawk himself. And, you know, they have some people that also have went to the other side. May they rest in peace. And, you know, it's been wonderful hosts here at Revolution Radio. And, that Chatsy chat room, they always have, you know, good things they're always talking about. They'll give you websites of where you can go find the information that they found of what they're speaking about. So, yeah, go over and check them out. You know, we're just glad that you're here and wanting to listen to Sergeant Miller and I. How you doing, Sergeant Miller?
It's Monday Night Live.
Monday Night Live. Y'all heard of it, Sergeant Miller. What I was trying to do, Sarge, is I was trying to pull up they had an article that we were reading a while back, and see if I could locate it. I might have it right here. Let me see if this is it. Hold on a second, y'all. Just bear with me a minute, son.
Yeah, it was a adventurous weekend.
Yeah, what happened?
No, I was just saying in the world news, oh, adventurous weekend, you know.
Uh-huh.
From Friday to the eclipse. To what all happened? The... No, I was just saying from Friday the 13th to the eclipse over the weekend. To all the events that happened, you know, the shootings and...
Yeah, how you like that, huh?
Mm.
Man, is that not crazy or what?
There are some sad stories, man.
Man, dude, just to hear something like that, you know what I mean? Here it is. What I was trying to do is, okay, a lot of people, you know, might be on the fence about, because we're all aware, you know, that some people, you know, they have their own fights per se. I'm not saying like, this has nothing to do with the Boston shooting. I'm not talking about that. What I'm saying is I was trying to bring to the mindset of, you know, people have their own fights and what they, cause some people, you know, have strong, feelings about, you know, Roe v. Wade thing going on. You know, some people, go ahead.
Yeah, so many stories. I mean, that's just the platform of social media, instant news. You know, one story today is gone tomorrow, you know?
Well, this is why our show's a little different than a lot of shows, because to me, certain things that I'm hoping to bring all the time to where I'm trying to bring to so that we stay abreast, that most people, you know, that are going through things in this life and want to know answers to certain situations, and sometimes they don't really find, you know, the answers that they're looking for. But, you know, hopefully that whenever they come here and they listen to us, you know, on our little show here, that, you know, I try to bring it across to where I could put it in elementary terms. And I'm not calling people, you know, dumb or anything like that. That's not my intention. My intention is to come across that I can put it across in a way that, you know, you, the listener, you know, can get the record, the recognition of, or the realization of what I'm, you know, you and I, we're trying to bring across and, you know, express to the people that might be listening. You know, so, you know, just for example, you know, that, because we're aware of, you know, what's going on over there in Ukraine and, you know, this thing with Putin, you know, is a strong thing that's, you know, resemblance of what's going on right now. And, I forget if it was Hijacker or one of them had, stated, no, that was Jimmy Jean, I think, made a great, synopsis the other day. And, he said, man, he said, wouldn't it be weird if, these, I think it was him that was talking about those bio labs. Like, shoot, I don't know how I wanted to bring it across. But mm-hmm. It was just kind of way that, I don't know what this guy's problem is. Looked like he wanted to slow down and bring out his fishing pole to go fishing in the big lake over here.
Yeah, you got some characters on the road.
Yeah, I'm talking about in the big rig, too. I thought he was going to slow down on the bridge right there to break out his pole or something. But, that, you know, the reason why, they, you know, something about these 30 bio labs that a lot of people, I was trying to think of how I wanted to bring it across about those bio labs that they so trying to protect over. Oh, so another word, that's what it was. So when we think about Putin, okay, and we think about those 30 bio labs, how do we know, okay, and this is a great scenario, synopsis, that how do we know that they were trying to, this is the reason why they were trying to create those 30 bio labs to surround Russia or, the, you know, the northern Russian state from Ukraine, what country, what's that country up there? Above my Ukraine,
Poland? Huh? About Poland?
No, the one to the east of Poland, right above Ukraine. What's that country right there? That Russia came from the north side. Remember when they came from the? It's on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, what's to say that they wasn't trying to create these bio labs so that they could surround Russia per se, and these northern country territories and all this stuff, you know, that they could have brought this type of nuclear weaponry or whatever. Whatever they was trying to do, it probably wouldn't have been good for Russia. Okay? Just to throw it out there and say. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have to take it for face value that, number one, they were funding freaking bio labs and they were using American taxpayer dollars to do it. Okay, we can say that for number one. All right? Number two is there was 30 bio labs in Ukraine. Okay?
Yeah.
And Ukraine's a big place, dude. I mean, that place is huge, man. You know? And
how many congressmen children got connections over there? You know, they don't talk about that.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. That's why Pelosi had to go check on her investments. You know, she got that she got that riverfront property right there in Ukraine. You know?
Uh-oh. Yeah. And you ain't gonna hear that on mainstream. Yeah, that's beautiful. So this article, it says Putin asked the EU to use its influence on Ukraine, right? So there you go, the man's in talking with the EU, trying to explain to them, you know, how they could use their influence. And you see, now you hear Sergeant Miller, and I want to state this while I'm thinking about it. Who is that? That Sweden and that other country he's trying United States is trying to get them as allies.
Yeah, Finland.
Finland and Sweden trying to get those two countries to come to NATO. Oh, we going to protest, saw something today. They were saying, oh, we're going to do everything possible to protect. All of a sudden now, here comes Finland and Sweden. They're going to protect, do everything to protect them, right? That's what they're going to do. They're going to do everything they can to protect them, and they ain't even joined NATO yet. But they want to. And then think about this, Sergeant. I'm fixing to give you something that's really going to taste good in your mouth and the people listening. That the mainstream media was giving us, they saying that Sweden, and I heard different too. This is why I'm bringing this up. That Sweden, according to the mainstream media, you know, they were saying, oh, yeah, Sweden's giving strong possibility they're going to join NATO. Now, when you hear from the other side, I heard that Sweden said that they were solely not thinking about going toward the NATO because they're really finding out, you know, the more people find out about the crookedness of these people and what's being taken place here in the United States of what the way these people play chess, they're not good people, dude. They're not nice people. Because we can see it when they promoted the jab, and we see it, and then people are like, well, how do you know the jab was bad? Well, we found it out through research that it's causing major blood clots. And I just heard yesterday that they were saying, I couldn't believe it, that they were saying that, that they're finding out more people that that got jabbed that they're finding out that it's causing major health problems.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Johnson & Johnson in the mainstream with the blood clots. You'll see a couple stories about it, but it's on platforms like Yahoo. What's a couple of NPR? Those stories are actually out. But they're just concentrating on Johnson & Johnson. But, it's really all of them.
Yeah. Moderna, Pfizer. You know, I saw something like, somebody might have heard me state it the other day, about a week and a half ago or something, 2 weeks, that they're doing a commercial now on television, you know. Oh, it's good to see the families getting out again. It's good to see businesses are doing well again and the people are coming together to play in the parks and all of that. Don't forget to go to your local station and be able to get your to get your vaccination. And at the end of the commercial, it said, brought to you by Pfizer.
There you go.
Goodness gracious.
There you go.
Oh.
Brainwashing 101.
101, Sergeant. After that
they'll play the roundup commercial. Yeah, it gets rid of dandelions. That's your medicine, dandelions, you know?
Yeah. They get rid of you too. They get the guy caused cancer and all that. So jumping in this, it said Putin asked the EU to use its influence on the Ukraine. It said Russian leader discussed the situation in Ukraine with the head of the European Council, right? And it shows Vladimir Putin, he's during a state visit to Italy. This was, of course, in 2019, right? And so it says Brussels could encourage Kiev to refrain from massive shelling, right? Let me see if I can enlarge this thing a little bit. So it said Brussels could encourage Kiev to refrain from massive shelling of Donbass and from committing other gross violations of international law. Russian President Vladimir Putin told the European Council, President Charles Michel on Thursday. Now, this was back in 2019, remind you. Okay? And what I'm going to show is that this is a man who tried to head up all this garbage and what took place over there. And, you know, I haven't heard any really good things about why they wanted. I heard some really ugly stuff about the real, you know, one of the real reasons, too. They wanted to, you know, like they just want Putin out of the way. That's basically it. You know, they want to overcome him. It's awful funny that Lindsey Graham was saying all that garbage about him. You know, mm-hmm. It's
yeah,
just amazing.
Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham.
There you go. And, you know, all of the junk that, you know, I'm telling you, man, a lot of people, India, we find out, we watched videos of India finding out, you know, what a dirty American politicians have done to their country. You know, mm-hmm. There's people all over the world that really can see, you know, the true play and the goings on of, you know, the way that ugliness, you know, because ugly will show itself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, mm-hmm. ugly has a way of showing itself. And I'm glad that it does, because, you know, it just, you could just tell. So it says, during a lengthy phone call held amid the ongoing Russian offensive in Ukraine, the two leaders discussed the latest developments on the ground, including Putin's decision to call off the assault. Okay, hold on a second. Give me a second. On speed. All right. It said Putin's decision to call off the assault on the Azovstal plant in Mariupol. And Moscow's efforts to protect civilians. There he is wanting to protect the civilians, the Kremlin said in a statement. So among other things, Putin brought Michael's attention to the irresponsible statements of the EU representatives about the need to resolve the situation in Ukraine by military means. Right? So I guess he wanted to come to some type of resolvement, the need to resolve this situation in Ukraine, apparently referring to a recent controversial statement by the top EU diplomat, Joseph Borrell. It was noted that Brussels could influence the Kiev authorities in order to force them to stop the massive shelling of Donbass settlements, right, and other gross violations of international humanitarian law, the statement reads. So the Russian president also criticized EU officials for allegedly ignoring the purported numerous war crimes of the Ukrainian security forces. So they seem like they were ignoring it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The war crime, as well as the openly supporting Russophobia, the Russophobia. And it's
the
EU.
That's the MO. They always turn the blind eye to war crimes.
Who is that?
Talking about the United States.
Uh-huh. And it says, and I might be able to go back and read this little article here. It says, read more, EU, now an arm of NATO. It's got / Russia. So it's in his own readout of the call, Michael said that he strongly urged for immediate humanitarian access and safe passage from Mariupol and other besieged cities, especially ahead of the Orthodox Easter, which will be celebrated on April 24th. Firmly reiterated the EU's position support for Ukraine and her sovereignty, condemnation and sanctions for Russia's aggression. Oh, it says and for sanctions for Russian aggression. Our unity principles and valuables are values are inviolable. The head of the EU Commission wrote. Meanwhile, Russia Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Lavrov. So Sergei Lavrov said on Friday that Moscow has not received any response from Kiev to his latest peace proposal. So it seemed like, Sergeant Miller, that way back in 2019, there was that the man, the foreign minister, right, Russian's foreign minister, was trying to, you know, have like a peaceful resolve, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was the foreign minister. Sergei Lavrov said on Friday that he didn't receive any response from Kiev to the latest peace proposal. So the man was sitting there trying to make peace, trying to speak peace or whatever they could try to find some type of resolvement. And the people still just, you know, like, you know, I guess that's just the way they try to play. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So in the minister's opinion, this suggests that the Ukraine isn't interested in negotiations. So since the launch of Russia's military attack on Ukraine on February the 24th, so that must have so they must have had back in 2019. I guess that's 2019. Do you remember, maybe they had some kind of attack in Ukraine? I don't remember way back then. You remember anything?
I don't know about 2019. I can't recall. Yeah.
Unless, it was a false flag or, yeah. Russia and Ukraine have consistently, accused each other of hampering civilian evacuations, of committing war crimes, and violating international law. Several rounds of peace negotiations have apparently not been fruitful. So Russia attacked its neighbor following Ukraine's failure to implement the terms of the Minsk agreements signed mm-hmm. in 2014, right?
Yeah, that was their treaty.
Okay. And Moscow's eventual recognition of the Donbass the Donbass Republics of Donetsk. And Luhansk. The German and French brokered Minsk Protocol was designed to give the breakaway regions special status within the Ukraine state. It says the Kremlin had since demanded that Ukraine officially declared itself a neutral country that will never join U.S.-led NATO military bloc. Oh, really? So Ukraine was saying that they would never join NATO. Even back then, they must have been saying that, huh?
Yeah, that was the whole Minsk agreement, yeah.
There you go. And then I think that was what you know, Putin was strongly, you know, is the reason why a lot of people don't recognize and realize that it was one great reason of his early attack, you mm-hmm. know, of what he was doing and making a move because there you go. You got, just like you were stating earlier, Aunt Nancy, Grandma Nancy was coming into the country, and you had old Mitch McConnell was over there. I saw, I think over the weekend I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
That he had paid a visit.
Oh yeah, yeah. They gotta check their bank accounts for verification. They gotta make sure that money flowing through.
Yeah, because they're not telling anyone that maybe they even, you know, because you remember, these people are multi, you know, they're probably, comes out the billion, a zillion or whatever. You know, they got money to the ends of the earth or whatever. So they, you know, remember all wars, the bankers' wars, we've always heard that. These people probably got investments in banks. You know, their money is making money. Remember that. They say the trillionaires pay billions or millions to protect their billion. Okay? So they're already trillionaires. Right? That's what I wanted to say. Trillion. So they already got, you know, they're trillionaires spending millions to protect their billions. So they have billions of dollars in investment. So think about this. If they have investments in the weapons or whatever, you know, and, you know, jacking up the banks or whatever, and, you know, who's to say that, you know, that's investments for them, you see? So you, Sergeant Miller's right. They go over there and they say, well, you know, I got, you know, $2.3 billion into this investment. I just wanted to make sure y'all were firing off those rounds and we were making my money investments.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, son?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make sure they're getting to their destination firing out the end of the barrel. That's what I'm saying. You know, son?
Yeah. Yeah, and Paul Trump was trying to get some money for the border, huh? For the wall. He couldn't get the money for the wall, but mm-hmm. Ukraine could get the money for a wall. Ain't that something?
Oh yeah, that money gonna flow now. Especially when it goes, who is that? They had a lady came on the other day. I heard her say, oh, we gotta make sure, because it was, you know, Biden's trying to get that 40 billion sent over to Ukraine. She goes, oh, 20 billion should stay here in the United States for this and that and the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
But 20 billion, we should make sure that goes over there to Ukraine for their defense spending. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about the gas prices. Don't worry about the food shortages. No. Yeah. Zelensky needs his money.
Yep. We gotta make sure we keep jacking him up.
Mm-hmm.
And, Uncle Mitch McConnell, he gotta get over there and, you know, make sure his investments are being shot out the end of the barrel. Cause, you know, every probably, you know, no telling how many rounds come out. You know, that's, you hear that thing in the old time cash register when they pull that little lever and it says, zhing, zhing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, we're in the whole state of cha-ching, you know?
Oh! Well, you know, that's what them things are saying. Them numbers are turning, boy, when they shoot them things off like that. Zelensky, mm-hmm. Doing good, my boy. Come here, let me rub that head. Doing good. Keep it up. We're going to send you some more.
Get you some good Ukraine cocaine. You'll be all right.
Oh! So the Kremlin has since demanded that Ukraine officially declare itself a neutral country that will never join the U.S.-led NATO military bloc. Kiev insists the Russian offensive was completely unprovoked. Okay? And has denied claims. Make sure I'm reading this right, and has denied, let me get past this, claims it was planning to retake the two republics by force. So Western countries had condemned Russia's offensive and impose hard-hitting sanctions on Moscow. That's telling you how you could share that. But I wanted to go back and see if they would let us read more of this little thing right here. Give me a second, dog. Let's see what this does. I want to see what this little thing does right here.
Yeah, and it says, don't they have a new press secretary?
It was Saki's
last day, huh? No, it was last week. Now they got a new press secretary. Yeah.
And guess where she's gone? I heard. The MSNBC.
Fit right in. Fit right in.
Hell, to me, when you know, I get the point of, you know, it probably wouldn't matter if she went to Fox or MSNBC. Because, you know, of course, they all, you know, part of the propaganda machine, right?
Oh, yeah, professional.
Yeah. So, you know, it probably, hell, she probably even would have fit in CNN even good, even better. But maybe she feels, you know, there was an open spot at MSNBC, so I guess she didn't feel like really being that bored. Because, you know, when you go to CNN, boy, you better bring your blanket and pillow because they're about to give you the story to no end. But,
yeah, the only credential you need, you can lie with a straight face, you in there.
as well said, son. So this, I clicked on this other thing, and it says the EU now, this is from April the 11th of this year, right? So it says the EU is now an arm, and we all always hear Jerbear talk about the tentacles, right? So this is kind of like in relevance to what he states, is now an arm of NATO, the EU. They're arm of NATO, and it says slash Russia. So, and it says Russia's foreign minister reacts to bloc's foreign policy. Chief statement that the conflict in Ukraine will be won on a battlefield. The EU has made a serious U-turn. Wow. All right. By morphing into a military organization acting in the interests of Washington and NATO. What that makes you think of, Sarge, when you
the Axis powers of like World War II? Oh yeah, the Allied and the Axis. That's what it reminds me of.
So it says, by morphing into a military organization acting in the interests of Washington and NATO, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov claimed on Monday in an interview with Russia media. He called a remark that EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell made last Saturday. So the Spanish-born official said the conflict in Ukraine will be won on the battlefield, as he announced more military aid to Kiev. Lavrov called the statement outrageous. He quoted, when a diplomatic chief says a certain conflict can only be resolved through military action, well, it must be something personal. He either misspoke or spoke without thinking, making a statement that nobody asked him to make. But in an outrageous remark, Lavrov told Rosslia 24 News Channel, the EU has made a noticeable U-turn in its attitude toward Russia. Because Western powers are furious at Moscow, or defending its vital interests in Ukraine instead of accepting a subservient role in the Washington-dominated, rules-based order. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said, Russia seeks an end U.S.-dominated world order. So this would be a good one, too. I'm going to bounce over to that one in a minute. So Western nations acting, it's a little article, and it says, read more, Russia seeks to end U.S.-dominated world order.
All right, so, there you go.
Yep. That's going to be something we can bounce back to in a little bit. So it says Western nations acting in pursuit of American interests, right, were trying to turn Ukraine into a foothold for the final suppression of Russia. Do you see? We have to, you know, in a way, we have to take away with the statement I made a while ago about these damn 30 bio labs. You know, who's to say that, you know, we don't know what all of those buildings were around freaking Ukraine. And these people could have had a full operation in each one of those buildings in different cities around Ukraine, setting up, you know, to take on the northern, if, you know, Russia came from the north or whatever. You know, of course, you notice how they set up military on the Eastern Front. Remember when they was at the border? And Russia came, set up their military on the border. It was like a, you know, an action, for a plan of action that they wound up dismembering. And then they came back and they set up camp again. And this is when they meant business. You know, but how do we know that these damn people, you know, of what we come to find out? And, you know, a lot of people might get mad at what we say right here on our station, Sergeant Miller, at our program here. But once you come to realize that, you know, a lot of people that support Ukraine and, you know, of course we don't like to see the people being misplaced and displaced, of course, you know, families and children and all that stuff. But when you come see that how the people of the U.S. and, you know, Ukraine and all these EU countries are not playing a fair hand on a chessboard, you know, we can see what's at play here and see them. And we come to learn about the 30 bio labs and don't know the full intent of what they were looking to do of a setup situation. And you see Putin come to disrupt all of that. You see, and thank God that he did. Because we don't know what the hell these people would be up to. You know, and I'm sure that if just think about this for a minute, Sarge. What happens if Putin and the rest of the generals and, you know, of his administration? That he comes to present to the EU of the ill intent of what has been found at these places, right? Think about that. If he comes and tries to find, you know, some ill intent that was meant for a setup to stand against his country for all ill intent, you know? Just like they told Khrushchev, JFK, told him to get those weapons, you know, missiles out of the Gulf, huh?
Yeah, with Cuba, Cuban missile crisis. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There you go. So what makes us think here in the U.S., the ones that might be listening right now, that Putin, you know, is thinking the same thing? A man's thinking smart. He don't want no freaking missiles pointed at his country. I mean, come on, man. I mean, let me pull a Biden out the hat. Oh, shoot, man. You got to laugh, Sarge. I mean, this is crazy, man.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? I mean, he's making that place look like a bunch of damn matchsticks, but hey, he doing what he had to do first, you know? Because I mean, look, when you got, you living in your own country and they trying to call you a terrorist in your own damn country you were born and bred in. And then they say, well, look at here, you little no good so and so. Stand still so I can give you this jab. Wait a minute. You're going to come back next week. I'm going to give you the second one, and we're going to wait 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, when all your white blood cells are done canceled out, are coming back. We want to make sure that you come and get this booster so we can diminish your white blood cells and you can get sick fast. So come on back. We want you to comply.
Wear your mask. You gotta wear a mask in order for the vaccine to work.
That's right. And don't stand next to little Johnny or Jenny, because ordinary for theirs to work, you gotta get yours. What you said, son? Ordinary for mine to work, you gotta get yours, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, I tell you, boy, these people, look at here. They might as well go lay it down in the backyard in a big red ant pile and just let the ants get on them. The big red ant. Shoot, son. I think they might wake up then and say, wait a minute, I got to put my mask on.
Oh, it's making a comeback. The mask making a comeback.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. Just for the experiment. You know, if you know somebody that's still wearing the badge, just be like, I bet you watch CNN. Watch their eyes open up like, damn, how you know that?
That would be a trip, huh? So it said the Western nation acting in pursuit of American interests were trying to turn Ukraine into a foothold. That of music, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That of music, you're listening to the Cognitive Reality Show with Sergeant Miller and I, Two Feathers. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated annulite, surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing. in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with the panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marsal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus-o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio!
Everybody, you listen to the Cognitive Reality Show with me, Two Feathers, Sergeant Miller in the house, my right-hand wingman. And we'd like to let you all know you're listening to the number one listener-supported station on the internet. We are it. We're the one. We're the ones that you'd like to come listen to right here, right now. You're listening to it. We're in 11th year, going on 12 years right here at this station. And it's because of you, the listener, that helps us keep up, hold this thing up. If you listen in the first hour and you come back next week, I will give you those ways that you could come a great donor to the station. But on the second hour, I usually give like the little fast paced mode, the way you could come and help out the station. Just to let you know, we have an archives, a Zazzle store. You can give through snail mail. We have a chassis chat room. You know, if you could go in there as well. And they would also, you know, help you out with if you need, some information about any different topics or whatever. They'll be glad to help you out in there. And you go to www.revolution.radio or freedomslips.com. You know, is the fast-paced way that you could go check out the store, check out the station's website and, be able to come hold us up, help us out, everything's appreciated, a couple bucks a month or something like that. Hell, if you're rich, don't feel ashamed. You can shovel out a thousand, whatever it is, we greatly appreciate it. It's all listener supported. So. None of us get paid here, so we're greatly appreciative of what you do, you the listener. Come check us out, www.revolution.radiofreedomslips.com. So, Sergeant Miller, welcome back. And I'd just like to let the people know that what we finding out, and if you were listening in the last hour, what is taking place is Putin. And also his this other gentleman here, what they were trying to do is present a case to where I think that this guy, Lavrov, you know, they were trying to present a case of where they were trying to bring some peace back in 2019. And then this 2022 thing, also, you know, you could tell that, you know, that what they were trying to do is they was trying to bring some peaceful resolvement of, you know, trying to present the case to EU. You know, but it sounds like and it seems like that they would try to turn a deaf ear to what to bring. You know, and the Americans wasn't playing fair in a lot of ways, you know?
Yeah. Question is,
go ahead.
When does America play fair?
And that's, you know, that's not to be taken too light, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know, we come to discover that a lot. I lost a lot of loved ones, excuse me, just behind that jab alone. You know, why was the protocol? And I just saw something yesterday that might be surprising to the listeners that might have been on the Trump train back in the day, that I saw something about Uncle Fauci. Uncle Fauci said if Trump came back to be president, that he would no longer serve.
I saw that article.
I think we would miss him, would we?
It really boosted the Trump campaign with that one.
Yay. It says the Western nations acting in pursuit of American interests were trying to turn Ukraine into a foothold for the final suppression of Russia. Right? So there you go. They were trying to suppress Russia. And I wish I could have got that northern state, but I didn't think that northern country where Russia came. I was just trying to think of that. I don't know why I can't. I said it in the past. But it said after Moscow used force to counter that threat, European nations made a rapid shift in their attitude toward Russia. Now it reflects spite and fury towards the country. Damn. So the dramatic change is evidence that the conflict in Ukraine is not about Ukraine, Lavrov believes. So Western propaganda shifted gear into depicting Russia as pure evil. Mm-hmm. There, you know, a lot of people are hearing in the mainstream media, Sergeant, Putin bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I glance every now and then, you know, like to see what Fox talking about, CNN, MSNBC. Yeah. You know, you have to at least give it a little attention to show the contrast, you know, and mm-hmm. And man, they in full effect. It's all forward, oh, yeah. You know.
Oh yeah, that's what dude guy was saying yesterday on Deacon John's show. You could go check them out as well as 4 o'clock Central. That's 5 o'clock Eastern. You can go check them out, and that's what he was. Go ahead.
No, Liberation Nation, yeah.
There you go. Liberation Nation with Deacon John. And he has Dude Guy and sometimes the Hijacker. You know, go check them out. They always bring a lot of good information, and I recommend that you all listen, you know, to their show. It's just well worth listening to. Dude Guy brought yesterday, you know, it's all go. It's an all-go situation scenario that they're speaking about. You know, it's like he said, it's all for all the marbles, you know? That was well said. So it said the Western propaganda shifted gear to depicting Russia as pure evil and Ukraine as pure good. Damn. So the current Ukrainian regime is presumably a beacon of democracy, justice, freedom that is drawn to everything European, to the values that Europe claims it always adhered to, the minister said. Neither is true, Lavrov argued. Ukraine is a hotbed of radical nationalism. While Western powers easily break any norms when it fits them. There you go, just like Sergeant Miller just said. While telling others to comply. There you go. So see, that's what they want. They want Putin to comply. You know? Come to grips, Putin. Bow down, Putin. You give in to us, Putin. We want to tell you what to do. Or we want to get you out of the way and we want to jab your people. And look, I put it bluntly just like that because what did they want to do here in the United States? And let me tell you something, folks, if you haven't heard, their goal is to jab everyone on the planet. That's their ultimate goal. You know? And why is it that their side, I saw something yesterday, which I had to go comment on. Harrison Ford had something on Facebook yesterday saying that the people, how did he state it? I don't know if you saw it, Sergeant Miller, that he said that something about science, that the people, they need to quit giving people power that don't believe in science. And you know what I came back and stated with? That when your eyes close from this 3D world, evidently your science has saved you. Even though, you know they're trying to, you know, computer chip is in the brain and all that bull crap, trying to make you live longer with the jab, trying to rewrite your DNA and all that stuff. And, you know, I mean, these people are done. Why aren't they spending this kind of money in upholding our states? In our country, in our cities, and our communities, you know, besides, you know, just building parks and stuff. Aren't they doing things to promote, you know, these type of, you know what I heard the other day, Sergeant? And this is probably going to really shock you. Now, hold on to your seat. I saw something on Channel 2 News. I saw something on one of our local freaking news stations. They were saying that they wanted to sink some money in the north side of Lafayette, right?
Yeah.
Which is over there, you know, where the old Walmart used to be and everything. So guess how much fund they came up with? $2,800 and something. I'm like, huh? I'm about to try to sink some money. Huh?
Yeah, that's my
upgrade the north side. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's about a mile, maybe one lane, 1 mile, maybe. That's all that's gonna buy you.
$2,000. Usually, when you hear about them wanting to upgrade a community in a certain area, now I will tell you, folks, there is a side of town. Over they call it the Lafayette area, which is another section of Lafayette, and a lot of the area in territory in that area is all like really glitzy, glamoury type of community. Now, when you come on the northern side, which they're talking about wanting to upgrade, it doesn't look too good. It almost looks like a damn third world country, if you ask me, you know, in a way. I mean, it doesn't look too good. And the amount of money they raised was only $2,000. Maybe I missed something.
That's like one car wash.
One car wash, I have to say. Yeah. I mean, usually whenever they talk about upgrading, you know, a town, they talk about, you know, the state raising like millions. I thought that's the way that my thinking would be, you know? So, let's see. So they tried to call Ukraine as pure good. The current Ukrainian regime is presumably a beacon of democracy, justice, freedom that is drawn to everything European, to the values that Europe claims it always adhered to. The minister said, neither is true, Lavrov argued. Ukraine is the hotbed of radical nationalism, while Western powers easily break any norms when it fits them, while telling others to comply, like we were saying. So I quote, it says, Kosovo can be recognized as independent without a referendum. Crimea can, despite holding
breaking up.
Hold on. 10 minutes. Am I with you?
Yeah, you were breaking up. I think it was your bandwidth problem.
Yeah, probably so. They're holding a referendum. Hold on a minute. Holding a referendum observed by many international monitors. He offered as an example of double standard. They say in Iraq, 10,000 kilometers away from the U.S., they imagine some threat to their national security. They bombed it, found no threat, right? And didn't even say they were sorry, he added. But when right at our border they grow neo-Nazi, ultra-radicals, right? Hold on a second. Ultra-radicals create biolabs, and there it is, the biolabs once again, working on bioweapons. Now they have documents that they're proving that they were working on. We are told we are not allowed to react to those threats, he added. So Russia launched a large-scale offensive against Ukraine in late February following Ukraine's failure to implement the terms of the Minsk agreement signed in 2014, as Sergeant Miller stated. And Russia's eventual recognition of the Donbass Republic of Donetsk and Luhansk. The German and French broken Minsk protocol. Hold on one second. The German and French broken Minsk protocol was designed to give the breakaway region special status within the Ukraine state. So Moscow has since demonstrated that Ukraine officially declared itself a neutral country, which we almost have to believe that now they pretty much had joined. I mean, we can't truly state it, but, you know, we can almost believe with, you know, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi, you know, they all have influence with the EU, right? And NATO and all of them. So, you know, they're still trying to push their way, you know? But trust me, if y'all only knew what my thoughts are, and I ain't even going to state it because I don't want to make nobody mad. I just want to, you know, keep on with the keepings on, and we can just put it to you like this. Just keep watching. Just keep watching what's happening in that country, and y'all gonna get exactly what I'm thinking right now. And it says that Moscow has since demanded that Ukraine officially declared itself a neutral country that will never join the U.S.-led NATO military bloc. Kiev insists the Russian offensive was completely unprovoked and has denied claims that it was planning to retake the two rebel regions by force. Okay? Yeah, I'm going to go back to that. to that thing I told y'all might just right here. So this little thing here, it says, read more. It said Russian seeks to end the U.S. dominated world order. So let's see what they state whenever we come across that. So it says Russia seeks to end U.S. dominated world order. The guy Lavrov speaks about. So Washington acts, based on ad hoc rules that violate international law, right? Foreign minister claims. And it shows this Russian foreign minister in a picture, Sergei Lavrov. It says Russia's military action in Ukraine is meant to put an end to the U.S. dominated world order. You see? Because a lot of people don't know that, because they're so caught up, Sergeant Miller, in, you know, the next football kickoff or basketball tip-off or, you know, whatever it is, that they don't know that there's something existing, as we come to realize that Klaus Schwab said we're training the next New World Order young people to come in and take over. Of what they're trying to implement upon the world. You know, if these young people knew what these people's ill intent is upon the world of people, they wouldn't even, I don't think a lot of the majority of these youngsters, you know, whether it be the millennials, excuse me, or whomever, youngsters, would go along with what these people are doing. Maybe they would. I don't know. If I saw what these people are trying to push up on people, I don't think I could go for it myself. I wouldn't sleep good at night. I would like to know, just to be on the inside and watch these people go into retirement and tell them, get the hell out of here, you know, and be able to use, you know, the force that's necessary, because we coming to find out about the million. How many did you say? Mules. How many mules?
Yeah, the 2,000 mules, that documentary that came out.
Yeah, the 2,000 mules.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we come to discover about, if you all might have not heard about it, that Sergeant Miller, you want to explain what that is, the 2,000 mules?
Well, it was this guy, he dealt with elections globally. And They did a documentary, and he put forward his evidence of all of the people that was overstocking the ballots, you know, things of that nature. And he got the evidence. Yeah, pretty damn good documentary. But the thing is, where does the accountability come from? You see?
Yeah, you see? And now they finding out that these people are ill at play, and this is what Russia's trying to show of all the ill intent, and now they're trying to stack their, you know, their, what is it that they call, like, when they're trying to get, you know, more countries on their side, Sergeant Miller, they, you know, when they're trying to, you know, get more people to their side, like,
well, I mean, famous words is democracy.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying that, they're trying to get these neighboring, countries to the EU, to come into their, you know, their, you know, what they, and now we're finding out about the 2,000 mules, you know, of, finding out that these people are no good, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like the fact that Russia come throw a wrench in their plans of this new world order bull crap, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like it. And you see, this is why on this program here, what I try to present to show you the other side of, you know, what's at play here and what's you know, why it's not good always that just because you're living in the country you're in, that these people are not playing a fair hand. And shame on these countries, these neighboring countries of the EU, you know, that's going along with the United States and what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Like, you know, like the last couple of years since the COVID pandemic, you know, a lot of regular people be like, well, it got to be true because how could all these countries work together? Well, this is a good example of how they're working together. They have protocols and agendas where they coordinate with each other. You've seen it full hand with the European Union, NATO, World Economic Forum, United Nations, all of these international groupings. That's how these countries maneuver on one accord, so to say.
Allies. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, allies. Yep.
Allies. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to gain stack these allies against Russia. You see, in the mainstream, tried to say that one of the countries was coming on their side and thinking about joining NATO. And then when you come here, you heard me speak about it earlier, that they said no, that they'd rather side with Russia because they truly can see, you know, probably that Vladimir probably, you know, stated his side of it, you know, and stated what's at play here and why they're doing what they're doing. You see, the more that these countries come to realize that, to me, even the EU countries should seem like that they would want to get on board with standing against the U.S. I know that they protect the EU countries and the Baltic states or whatever, you know, but doggone it, man. You can't sit here and play with an evil intent and expect people to buy your BS because it's not going to freaking work. Sooner or later, you're going to have to wake up to the realization of what's at play. And you got to realize that one way or the other, it will be called out. And people will find you out of your evil intent.
It's just like years ago when Putin forgave that natural gas that all of those West European countries owed him almost billions for that free natural gas. They ain't said nothing about him forgiving him. And I knew that was a bad move on Putin's side. He should have demanded that payment. But he forgave him, and look where we at now. You won't hear a wind of that on mainstream media.
And guess what? I heard yesterday that they coming to the realization they see that it's in the best interest to pay Russia in rubles. You see, they're coming to the realization that, you know, before, oh, we're not gonna, you know, we're only gonna pay in EU, you know, the euro and all of this stuff. But it doesn't matter. In all realization, they have to allow the EU to be turned back into the ruble. You know, but in all actuality, too, that they're coming to see that if they don't get on board with playing a fair chess game, that Russia wants direct payment and made it in rubles. Mm-hmm. You see? They don't want that damn way that they want it. That's still giving in to their, you know, excuse me, of what they're trying to present, you know, and bring across. You see? And still, you can see how they're playing in an unfair way of what they're doing and what they're presenting. You know, it's not very good the way that they're playing. It's not fair, dude. And I'm not saying this anything against you. I'm just stating that, you know, so the listeners will know that how unfair this thing is. And then like you stated one time, when has the U.S. ever played fair or whatever? Which we get that. And point well stated, Sergeant Miller.
Yeah, we can go back to the 1700s if you really want to go that far.
Well, when you really come to the realization of learning about that Pope and the Papal, we can go even further.
There you go. There you go.
And the United States is one to uphold that Christian organization. Okay? And we are, that's a whole different subject, but still, hey, and the United States is part of that, you see? So, there you go. So, Russia's military action in Ukraine is meant to put an end to the U.S.-dominated world order. You see? When you think about it, you know? Because nobody wanted to put a stop to this damn world order. Bull crap. And what these people are doing in their unfair chess game play, you know? And somebody has to. You know, somebody has to take these people on, you know, and it's good for us to come out and call this junk out like this so you, the listener, can see this and hear this, because I would want you to know it before you go to sleep at night, right? So Russian foreign minister has explained, Washington has been seeking supremacy by imposing ad hoc rules and violating international law, he claimed in an interview aired by Russian television. So he was referring to America's attempts to impose its own so-called rules-based international order, which have met with strong resistance from Moscow and China. Oh, freaking China?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? How China would have strong resistance when they play along with the United States? I don't, you know, maybe it's something that China disapproved or something, huh? Maybe that's what it was. It says our special military operation is meant to put an end to the unabashed expansion of NATO and the unabashed drive towards full domination by the U.S. and his Western subjects on the world stage. This guy Lavrov told Russia 24 News Channel. It said this domination is built on Gauss violations of international law and under, let's see what it says, under some rules, which they are now hyping so much, and which they make up on a case-by-case basis, he added. And I have another article here. It shows the, and I might jump to that one. It says to read more, EU, now NATO's economic department. EU, now NATO's economic department. / Russia. It says Russia is among the nations who would not submit to Washington's will. See? That's what it is. Putin, as we come to discover, would hijack the great king of mighty mother Russia. I say, I love you, Jacka. You're the best, man. You're all right. I love when he says that, man. It's so awesome. Did you see, he come to realize that Putin is not wanting to give in to Washington, you see, to Washington's will. And we have to believe in a lot of ways that Washington's will is the EU's will as well. Because what Sergeant Miller speaks about, and we are here at the station, always speak about that, about the waters, huh? The United States and the corporation, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That we always speak about that, right? They don't want to give in to Washington's will. The Russian diplomat added, it will only be part of an international community of equals and will not allow Western nations to ignore its legitimate secretary of security concerns. So, wait, let me read that again. It says it will only be part of an international community of equals and will not allow Western nations to ignore its legitimate security concerns. like Rod said. So, we have to take away from that, you know, we have to look at all of, you look at those 30 bio labs that we speak about. Don't you think that, Russia, like we was talking about those missiles, that Khrushchev didn't want to remove out of the Gulf, right?
Mm.
So we have to take away that the same thing with, Putin and Russia. They didn't want to, have those, they didn't want the Western nations and all of them to ignore their legitimate security concerns of their country. You see? So the same scenario. And we do have to respect that fact. And we saw that they didn't respect that fact. And this is why we see what we see and being played out in Ukraine this very day. Right? So Lavrov blasted the EU foreign policy chief, Joseph Borrell, for appearing to encourage more fighting in Ukraine. And the hell, we won't see it right now, more fighting taking place. I love the numbers that they give. They say, state that, you know, Russia, you know, has lost X amount of soldiers and all that. How do they know? You know? Come on. And they probably ain't even lost but 10 men. You know, how do we? It says, the bloc's top diplomat said that the conflict will be won on the battlefield as he announced more military aid to Kiev last Saturday. Lavrov called the statement outrageous. When a diplomatic chief says a certain conflict can only be resolved through military action, well, it must be something personal. He either misspoke or spoke without thinking. That's what we read earlier, right? It said the EU's role has shifted during the Ukraine security crisis, the minister believes. Previously, it didn't act as a military organization fighting collectively against an invented threat. Lavrov said the change was the result of pressure put on the bloc's members by Washington, which has pushed it closer to NATO. For its part, Russia wants to negotiate peace with Ukraine, Lavrov added. So Moscow attacked its neighbor in late February following Ukraine's failure to implement the terms of the Minsk Agreement signed in 2014, the Russians' eventual recognition of the Donbass republics and Donetsk and Luhansk, the German and French brokered protocols that have been designed to regularize the state of these regions with the Ukrainian state. Russia has now demanded that Ukraine officially declare itself a neutral country that will never join the U.S.-led NATO military bloc. Kiev insists the Russian offensive was completely unprovoked, as denied claim it was planning to retake the two republics by force. And we got this other article right here. It says the EU, now NATO's economic department. And I can't tell. I've seen that guy before. I can't. He's like an old gray-headed guy, white-headed guy. I know I've seen that guy. I just can't think of it. Maybe it's to see if it says Joseph Borrell. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's shaking hands.
I don't know. I probably didn't see his picture.
Yeah, I know I've seen that Joker before. I just don't remember where. He's shaking hands with Zelensky on April the 9th of 2022. And it says EU's now NATO's economic department. Russia's foreign minister commented on remarks by Brussels' top diplomat. And it says the European Union has developed to the level of NATO's economic relations department. The Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova. Zakharova. Had claimed on Saturday. Following his visit to Ukraine, the EU's foreign policy chief, Joseph Borrell, tweeted, The war must be won on the battlefield. Such militant remarks coming from the diplomat prompt a reaction from Moscow. So much for economic organization. This is no longer the European Union. It's just NATO's Economic Relations Department. Zakharova wrote. Since the launch of the Russian attack on Ukraine on February 24th, NATO countries have significantly increased their already hefty supplies of weapons. And you know, Sergeant Miller, we've heard, if you kind of caught it on Fox or one of them, they were speaking about these different countries that were sending, you know, they showed like how much they were giving, each one of these countries were giving toward, you know, sending the military aid to Ukraine. You know, and there was quite a few of them that was, you know, supporting this thing, right? And then we think about, you know, the all wars, the bankers' wars type of scenario. So these was in, you know, of course they need to send those weapons in because they need to make money on, because they pay for these weapons, right? So each time these weapons get fired, they make interest on, you know, the investments that they had on these weapons. Man, they'll tell how much money suckers make on this stuff, right? We sure don't make it on our weekly paycheck. Sergeant Miller, you know you're getting rich over there for them sending each one of those weapons off. Since the launch of a Russian attack on Ukraine on the 24th, NATO countries have significantly increased their already hefty supplies of weapons and ammunition to Kiev. However, they have stayed clear of entering direct military confrontation with Russia. 2 days ago, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmitry Kuleba urged NATO countries to keep providing Kiev with weapons. Damn. Yeah, just keep supplying weapons, explaining that by fighting Russia, Ukraine is not only defending itself, but also bolstering the security of the bloc's members. Oh, yeah, it's got its members, right, Sergeant, that we come to realize that, yeah, they got their members. So Moscow sent troops into Ukraine in late February, following Kiev's failure to implement the terms of the Minsk Agreement signed in 2014, which we read earlier, in the recognition of the Donbass Republic. Hold on a second, I'm hitting the box. This is a German and French broken Minsk protocol designed, we read that. Russia has since demanded that Ukraine officially declare itself a neutral country, which we know that. Okay, and that's all it says about that. So the EU, now NATO's economic department. What if we think about, Sergeant Miller, when you think about NATO and you think about all of these, isn't that like different countries, where they come to the same mindset? And then we got, you know, we recognize that, the United States is involved in, NATO as well, right? They're part of NATO, right? Still with me? He must have went on.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I'm going to drive my trailers right quick. Excuse me for a second.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, we figure out that, what's happening is, you know, that, that the United States is part of NATO and all of these different, it's awful funny that the EU gets this type of power. You know, they give the EU the power of the economics. You know, it's just awful funny to me that what happens is in these type of scenarios that are always, you know, hold on. it's just awful funny to me that these suckers, you know, get this type of power, you know, over the economics part of it, because, you know, NATO just has to go along with the goings on. You see, this is what happens when we give into a regime of ways, you know, and we here in the United States, you know, we're not a dumb people. You know, we're not just the ignorant people that don't know anything about anything, you know, and we have to come to believe that, you know, we're seeing with just the jab alone, right? We have to see what's taking place of just that. So, and then we come to figure out that, you know, our loved ones are taking this junk. You know, we found out that through Sergeant Miller, he come and brought up a subject of an individual he come in contact with that, she had a grandmother that passed away outside of come and receive the jab, you know, and then we see what the point that I'm trying to make is when these countries go along with the goings on and you see, you get somebody like Vladimir Putin that he's not going along with, and you can't blame these, you know, these ministers or whatever of Russia coming out, speaking out, Putin himself coming out and speaking out of what these people are doing and what their come across is, because in all actuality, what they've come to figure out that what they're trying to do is they're trying to hide behind what they've, you know, what they've done. And we come to find out about the 2000 mule. Now the election. And then these voting machines we found out that were made in China. You know, all of this stuff. Can't y'all see it as the listener? Can't you see that when your own city resident that's in Washington goes before NATO, tells NATO, you know, members of the EU probably in there as well, you know, we don't need to bring the bombs anymore. We need to get jabs in everyone's arms. You know, you see what I'm saying? So we come to find out that bringing jabs in everyone's arms is bringing blood clots. That's the same. And then the remdesivir is the protocol in the hospitals. And so they can get you on a ventilator. And then you wind up flooding your lungs with freaking, you know, the mucus and all the inflammation. You see, people? It's when the goings on of the goings on, you know, you keep accepting, you know, and then, we come to learn that Benjamin Franklin made a plaque one time and he stated, if you will enlighten them, you will win them, you know, and then what they do every day with, Jen Psaki, now she's leaving. You know, she come up. I love how she was using, you know, her illustration of her hand movement. Did you all, when you would watch her, would you not get to really just look at her hand? Every word that she was speaking, boy, it's like she could almost do sign language. You know why they do that? Because it makes you the watcher, the person, you know, and I'll give an example. A rhetoric. Rhetoric, R-H-E-T-O-R-I-C. Rhetoric is hot air. Okay, that's the same as giving you the definition. Definition of rhetoric is hot air, right? So a rhetoric tool is something that a writer or a speaker uses in a way to persuade you into their way of thinking. So if Jen Psaki's up on stage and she's presenting something to you in her hand movement, you see, she's trying to persuade you into her way of thinking to make you feel at home. You see, that's why she was doing all that hand movement, to make you feel invited into her speaking. You see, that's why they use that. They use that hand tactic to, you know, come have you as the listener come listen. and accept what she's trying to state to you as the listener or the person watching to invite you into what she is stating. You see? That's why they do all that hand move. And the next time, let's just say the new speaker, the press secretary speaker comes in and speaks to you. Notice how much hand movement she used. You know, just take a look and see if that occurred in this new speaker, secretary. Oh man, my ribs hurt. It just stated it. Cause you know, that's how much people, they just like, you know, you heard me state here on the show that, you know, people can't wait to the next kickoff. This is true. It's true, people. This is why you have to put this stuff, like Sergeant Miller and I are presenting here to you, you the listener, to where you come back and you listen to us, you know, as much as the good Lord would let me come, you know, be a part of, Revolution Radio and the people here at the management team allows me to come back. You know, I'm glad to bring this stuff across to you because me, myself, and I'm Sergeant Miller, we want to keep this stuff on the front burner. You know, and keep you the listener abreast to what is going on. You know, because we don't want you to be fooled by the next kickoff, or the tip off of the basketball game, or, you know, them presenting those fairs and, you know, all of these carnivals they keep bringing to your town. You know, these, you know, we want you to watch these movies that actually speak to you. In a way that it, you know, you don't have to be entertained all the time. You know, it's not about the entertainment. It's about you getting the realization of what's being spoken. And that's why we're saying we call it the cognitive and reality show, because you don't need that alcohol and all of these other things that freaking adhere, that hinder your thinking. You see? That's why we try to bring this junk to you so you will awaken out of your sleep. When you listen to that what's his name? He comes on Newsmax all the time and probably Fox, the one that was running for president. They playing his guitar now, his updated commercial. I'm coming to take the sleep agent, wanting you to go to sleep. He's got his own radio, I mean his own TV show. Sergeant Miller knows who I'm talking about. He comes talking about taking a sleep agent, wanting you to go to sleep. You know, I don't want you to go to sleep. I want you to put on a pot of coffee and come here and listen. Because I want you to be awake for what this. Don't think because it's another day that this is the same old. Oh, no. Excuse me. This is why I told you that I brought up about that 2,000 mules that Sergeant Miller spoke about. That I spoke about. Because we want you to be awake. You see? And when you come to realize, you're like, I didn't even know anything about the 2,000 mules until our friend, I heard our friend, Why Not tell me about the 2,000 mules, and shout out to Why Not this very night because he, upheld the show last week for me, and I appreciate that. And, I was listening in, but I couldn't join because, I was being put through a testing process of our Smith training. Here at my company, and I had a gentleman on the side of me, and you know, I was being tested in my driving and all that, and awareness, and you know, being able to stay awake behind the wheel and all this good stuff. And you know, we as truck drivers, we mostly try to do the right part, and you know, and uphold our end of trying to be safe out here. And you know, we do what we can to the best of our ability, you know, and I'm just glad to be a part of, you know, of Revolution Radio. And I just wanted to state that, and Sergeant Miller, you know, for presenting the station to me probably damn near close to 2 years ago. And, you know, I've been enjoying coming back, you know, week after week and, you know, hearing a different host on the show. And they got a numerous amount of them and, you know, a great management team here and, putting this thing together. And, you know, you hear our friend, the mechanic. He's out there a lot of shows, and shout out to mechanic this night and trying to become a politician in his area and do a lot of good change in his area there in California. And, you know, a lot of California, you know, noted that they need, great leaders like the mechanic over there, you know, so, shout out to mechanic and his endeavors and what he's trying to do over there. You know, I'm hoping he's having some good results of what's taking place over there, you know? And, I know we only got a few minutes, you know, left on the show. Actually, probably about 2 minutes. So I just wanted to thank you all for listening in. And, you know, be sure to tune in next week. You know, Sergeant Miller and I try to, you know, bring across some good info. And we're trying to keep you abreast of what's happening, you know, of what a lot of mainstream is not bringing to your ears to be able to come and listen. You know, and we're just so happy to be able to bring this information across and, you know, keeping it on the front burner so you're not being fooled by what mainstream is trying to bring to you. Oh, man, my back is hurting a little bit. But, yeah, I'm just glad that, man, to be doing this for you all and let you know that we're all listening and supported, you know, because of you, the listener. You make this all possible. Invite the friends, the family. Bring the pets, sit around the radio, come listen to us. We're 11 years into this thing. We have an archive. You're more than welcome to go check out the archive. We have a Zazzle store that helps support the station. We have a chassis chat room. You know, they also go in there and talk about a whole lot of things up in there. They give you websites to go check out. You can give through snail mail. And you can do it all from www.revolution.radio or freedomslips.com. Got about a minute left. Sergeant Miller, I know you're fooling with your trailers, but I just didn't know if you wanted to state something if you needed to before we take off doing this thing.
Nah, just appreciate everybody listening and, you know, keep being involved in Revolution Radio. That's just about it.
Hey, we thank y'all for listening. Come join us next week. Greatly appreciate it. Thank y'all for listening. We hope to be here, Lord willing. We out of here.
Natural Law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hybrid network. Welcome to the Crypt.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Order with control 0XE0.